3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Hey. I'm like speechless. I don't know.
Speechless right now?
Yeah, man. A drink, it literally is a dream come true.
Florida,
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I wanted to just simply have a conversation in regards to what's going on in the market updates. Just a heads up with my legal disclaimer here. Everything on this podcast is for education and information purposes only. This is not investment advice. Even though I'm a licensed financial advisor, this is not investment advice, and don't take anything as investment advice without seeking help from a licensed professional. If you would like investment advice, give us a call at 813-448-3446 or simply visit us online at CortezWM.com, and I'll be more than happy, myself or Josh or one of my consultants will be happy to speak to you and see how we can better your retirement and your investments. That being said, guys, I'm struggling with the allergies. As you can tell, my voice is really raspy right now. In Florida, we have it goes from like hot to hotter or hot to warmer. And we're going through a fall season. Every time I travel in and out of Florida, I just came back from Dallas, I get these allergies. So if you know anything that could help me with my voice, please email me info@CortezWM.com so I can keep on talking. I hate the allergies. I'm on cough drops like crazy. So if you see me drinking hot coffee and some cough drops, it's there to help me out, but I will keep on pushing on. Anyways, we have, I wanted to really just talk about this Kamala person.
Currently being bolstered by a wealth effect from, a booming stock market and consumer spending. But the underpinnings of the economy aren't looking brilliant. The Purchasing Managers Index is in its worst quintile ever. Inventories are in their highest quintile ever. Rate of change of cost of capital, even with interest rates having tumbled recently, on a three-year basis, cost of capital has soared. And yield curve inversion, short rates being higher than long-term interest rates, is historically a good signal for slowdown. Okay. Plus, the so-called SOM rule has triggered, suggesting we may already be in a recession. The market's shrugging all of that off.
So two risks. Inflation could be hotter than you might think, and the economy could be weaker. What do you do as an investor to protect yourself against these risks?
Well, firstly, I wouldn't say bail out of all stocks. I would say diversify. There's three pillars to successful investing: stocks that allow you to participate in the macro economy, bonds to provide reliable income and to tap down portfolio risk, and diversifiers, things like TIPS, the inflation-linked bonds, commodities, REITs, emerging market stocks and bonds, high-yield bonds. A broadly diversified basket of liquid alternatives can give you wonderful diversification. Now, diversification is kind of a regret-maximizing strategy, because in a roaring bull market, you regret every penny you have in them. But when that bull market comes to a grinding halt, you wish you had a lot more in diversifiers.
So don't diversify your NVIDIA with more NVIDIA is what I hear you saying. But what about those big tech stocks? We got about 20 or 30 seconds left. Is there a bubble in the big tech stocks right now, or will AI deliver on investors' hopes here?
AI will deliver. It won't necessarily deliver on investors' hopes, because the hopes and dreams priced into the tech stocks are enormous. The seven magnificent seven stocks are worth considerably more than all of China, more than twice as much as all of Japan, more than all of Europe. That is pretty extravagant. Whoever coined the expression Magnificent Seven clearly didn't see the movie. Four of the seven are dead at the end of the movie.
That doesn't sound like a great ending. Hey, Rob, always nice talking with you. Thanks for joining the show.
Dude, like, I don't get it. I mean, I do get it. But here's the thing. If I can be quite frank, yes, she sucks. She's terrible. And we can quantify and qualify that here in a second. But the fact that she's saying that no tax on tips, now she's saying in the rally, recent rally in Raleigh, North Carolina. Actually, let me just pull it up. Here we are. I mean, Yahoo Finance. I like looking at Yahoo Finance because they're so woke and they're so DEI. And I like to see their angle. So Kamala is running for president on two economic platforms. The first is a record of Biden-Harris administration. The second is her own set of prescriptions for fixing what voters don't like about the Biden-Harris record. And it might just work. The vice president enjoys lucky timing, given that the biggest economy woe of Biden years, inflation, is getting back to normal, just as a crucial undecided voters are making up their minds. And Harris' own plans and clearly meant to plug the holes where voters think Biden failed. On paper, the economy seems headed for a soft landing. That's BS. Having hoping for, inflation continues to moderate, with July inflation coming down to 2.9%, the lowest since March 21. Inflation has dropped sharply from peak of 9% in June 2022, suggesting the Fed sharp interest rate hikes have worked as intended to curtail rising prices. Investors now think it's nearly certain that the Fed will start slowing cutting rates in September, giving borrowers a much needed break. Consumer spending is holding up. Retail sales in July were stronger than expected, led by robust car sales. The latest data basically erases worries. Guys, it just keeps on going and going. But as you saw the video before, and it was a little pixelated, this is a narrative that they're pushing, man. They really want you to think that Kamala has a game plan and that she's going to win. We saw this on Yahoo Finance last podcast when I showed you the reporters were talking about the 5, 10, and 20 year. Did not mention the 2 year, the most vital one, 2 year, is paying more than the freaking 10 year. The yield curve is inverted, guys. It's straight up inverted. And when that yield curve uninverts, that's when the shit show happens, dog. Like, that's when everything comes down. But they don't want to mention that. They want you to think, oh, it's lovely. It's this. It's like China. Same crap in China. How many documentaries, how many views and videos and TikToks we saw people getting dumped in these trucks? They didn't have enough room in their morgues when the bioweapon killed all of China. But yet, yeah, President Xi saying, hey, we're Gucci, baby. We're fine. We're stronger than ever. Evergrande, the biggest real estate, their version of Blackstone, collapsed, went bankrupt. Even their American headquarters in New York City in September 2023 went belly up. And they say, oh, yeah, our economy is strong. Our economy is doing well. It's like a bunch of fraud, dude. This is freaking fraudulent, disgusting reporting. And it's getting annoying because, look, I don't want to be biased. I am far right where it's offensive. And I have to take my politics out. I have to take my politics out because money is like AR-15s. AR-15s don't kill people. Guns don't kill people. Money doesn't kill people. It is a manipulator that has it in his hand that kills people. It's just a tool for defense. It could be used for good. It could be used for evil. So I want to say this is that the economy, the media could be used for good. It could be used for evil. And this is what Trump was talking about, is that the censorism and also the media, the fake news media, we see it on the internet trolling all of this. And I'm going to show you the charts, man. Like, it is wild. So now we have Kamala saying that she has a platform, because that's what she didn't have. She didn't have a platform, man. Like, She didn't have a platform. She didn't have the backing. She's never won anything. She actually got voted in, and we all know how she got voted in, but she never actually won a race. And now all of a sudden she's showing up to the presidential election. Good luck with that, shoddy. Ain't gonna work. I don't think you can sleep your way up to the White House. I don't know how that's gonna work, man. Look, stolen election, predetermined election. They're gonna instill whatever they want to instill. We get it. But it's right now it's just obvious that they want this to happen. The other thing is, so they're hiding the real financials, right? That's not a secret. The other thing I was reading is, guess what's happening right now? You guessed it. The election flu is back. The freaking election flu is back. And isn't it a coincidence? Isn't it a freaking coincidence that COVID is back? The cases are spiking. There's monkeypox being circulating in the Chicago area. Monkeypox is back. And I think this new strand, you don't have to have gay butt sex to have it. It is out and about. And they're already having cases going up. The other thing is there's a virus in Europe that is incurable, supposedly. And I wanted to show you from liberal media that COVID-19 trends are popping right back up. They're spiking right back up. They're up about 18%. How convenient. Oh, and by the way, let's look at the states. Oh, look, the conservative states in the South, South Central, just happens to be spiking there. Right? So where California is starting to move all over Texas and New Mexico and Oklahoma and in this region of the United States. Yeah, man, like the election flu is here. They already want the mail-in ballots. They already want all these things to happen. They're setting the stage. But here's my take on it. I think Trump is extremely smart. If you read Art of the Deal, he is not going to let your moves. He's not going to broadcast his moves. He's just going to do it. And that's a dangerous setup because he has 4 years to plan for all of this manipulations. I'm pretty certain he's got a great team of IT professionals, blockchain experts that can catch him in the act. And so this is why he's saying if there's a fair election, he will gladly give over power or gladly concede. And that's all we want is a fair election. Look, we're a democracy. We're supposed to be a democracy. I know as a conservative, a true conservative, whoever is in power, I respect the seat of United States of America. If that's what the people wanted, not some fake Twitter influence, not some stolen election, not some mail-in ballots, voter ID registration. If that's what the people wanted, I am for it. I may not like the politics. I may not like it because at the end of the day, my loyalty is not to the White House. My loyalty is to Christ Jesus alone. He is the higher ranking power here. He is the infinite power. He is the one that is going to determine everything. He has his hand on everything. So we have to remember, guys, monkeypox, COVID, inverted yield curve, or deverted yield curve, manipulated stock market, housing bubble, commercial real estate crisis. It does not matter. We know how the story ends. We do not answer to these antics. They may seem real in the natural because they are real and natural, but we don't serve the natural. We serve the supernatural. And our supernatural Lord, Jesus Christ, says in his word that he has us in his hands, that if we will stop, repent, turn from our wicked ways, turn away from our wicked ways, he will heal our land. And so my question to you is, How are you turning from your wicked ways? Because I understand that we can't control the outcome. We can't control the outcome. What we can control is if our name is written in a book of life. And it doesn't matter who the president is. We're still going to podcast. We're still going to talk about it. We're still going to watch out for the markets. We're still going to digest everything. And honestly, we're still going to make money. We're going to protect our assets. We're going to keep our family first. And we're going to stay with it. And so that's why I have this platform, is so that we can inform of what's going on. Everything that we said has come into fruition. I'm not right all the time, but a lot of the stuff that I'm speaking on is already happening or has happened. And I'm not saying I'm a gift from God. I am just an average Joe trying to better myself through the word, through personal development, and being a father figure to my kids and a kick-ass husband to my wife, which I failed miserably in the past up until now. And I want to share that journey with you. So let's actually go to the charts real quick, man. Hey, one thing I wanted to share, and it's actually an unofficial low-key marker for me of where we're at as economy. And I've said it before, but I wanted to bring up Starbucks. When people get paid and they have a little money, they like to celebrate and they like to buy a $5, $6 cup of coffee. I know I don't go to Starbucks. I used to. But this is what the people do, man. I make my own coffee here at home with my own America First water. Ionized water. It's amazing. Go to AmericaFirstWater.com if you would like a ionizer. It takes all the fluoride, takes all the alkaline, the bad acid, and turns into a pure alkaline state. Not some fake chemical alkaline water. All cancers come from acid. The acid that we drink, the acid that we intake from our meats, from everything. So when you have a ionized water, it just purifies the acid level and the pH levels in your body. So get you on. They're not cheap. They're a few grand. But man, your life, you only have one shell, one temple, one life, and take care of it. So, but yeah, go to AmericaFirstWater.com. I make a few hundred bucks if you buy one, nothing big. I don't care about the money. I actually care about your health and that you can get rid of all that fluorinated garbage from your toothpaste, from your water, because that stuff is killing Americans like you would not believe. All right. So Starbucks, man. So check this out, dude. Like, you see this spike. We know that the CEO went down from, it shot up from 80 to 94 because there was news release that Chipotle CEO is now with Starbucks. So you're going to see this spike. Wall Street liked that because there were some complaints that people were getting. I mean, the stock has been going down. The stock has been going down like crazy. It was 112, shot all the way down to daggone 70.43, and then it shot right back up to 95. People are not liking this, but what I want to bring up is that this is how we know a recession is here, because this stock has gone down. This is back in 2019, forward it to 2022. Boom, look at this stock just crumble from 106 all the way to a good 30% down to 73%. It rallied back up. And then from August 10th of last year, till right before the spike, it went from 97 to 75. So another 18% roughly, it went down and then spiked back up. This is not sustainable, guys. As people realize that, hey, I can't afford coffee anymore from Starbucks, this is going to plummet. It really is going to plummet. I want to look at Tesla real quick. I haven't seen it yet, but I just want to look at it because these are part of the Magnificent Seven. Tesla is. And so it should be a good buy signal here on Tesla. Let me go to my other chart, actually. We'll talk about gold here in a second. I love talking about this, man. It really, really affects like what's going on in the markets and how it reacts. And some of you have these things, so it's good to know. And we'll talk about TMF here shortly. Yeah, man, what did I tell you? You guys thought I was joking around. Interest rates actually went up, man. So, and here is Tesla. So Tesla, as you guys know, took a big hit recently. We had a death cross here. It went down, boom. And I got another sell here. And then we got a golden cross spike back up. And we're looking at, we're looking at more manipulation here. Market's going up. The Tesla is going up. So, I mean, all previous high was 262. And now we're at, it did hit that 262 level, kind of broke it. But now we're back down to close to 203. We're going to see another spike here. My traffic likes don't lie. We're going to see momentum shift. We're going to see a massive spike here. And I'm actually brings me to more manipulation. So check this puppy out, dog. Oh, my goodness. I got green traffic lights on the short term, midterm, and long term. I got a buy signal on the S&P 500. What did I tell you in January? They're going to pump up the stock market right before Joe Biden election. And since he's pulled out, now it's Kamala. Joe Biden, Kamala, whatever. It's the same garbage. They're pumping up the stock market. So for those of you that like TZA, that like SQQ, that like XPXS, that are shorting the market, you better get the heck up on out of there. Go to cash and save the powder, man. Like, leave the powder dry. Because the stock market is going up, y'all. It's going up. It's going up, man. That's all I can say. My scanner says it's going up. It's going up, man. Again, this is not investment advice. This is for education purposes only. Personally, for me, I would buy a call option here on the S&P 500, maybe a month or two out, and make a ton of money. But if you're shorting the market, now is not the time to short the market. I repeat, now is not the time to short the market. They are pumping up the stock market. This is no lie. This is factual. This is not fear-mongering. This is not pro-Kamala, pro-Biden. This is not like, hey, this guy's an idiot. He believes in the financial system, blah, 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 and QFS is going to kick off. Well, QFS is not here yet. It is working. Yes, I understand it. But I want to tell you, man, like, this is some heavy stuff, man. This is some, like, ammo, institutional, like, block money that is being pumped in the stock market for me to get these greens, all these greens across the board, and a buy signal. Bro, it's a layup, man. The stock market is going up. I can't tell you how much, but this is a massive, massive bullish run right before a freaking election. And it doesn't make sense because there's inflation. There's a border crisis. The fundamentals don't make sense. We still have an inverted yield curve. Now, when that thing uninverts fully, meaning that 2 year is paying less than the 5 year, the 5 year is paying less than the 10 year, the 10 year is paying less than the 20 year. When that is normalized at an equilibrium, we will see a market crash we haven't seen. And the volatility index is going to skyrocket. I promise you that. But I'm liking, personally, this is not investment advice and this is risky, but I'm liking buying some call options on the SPY or even SPXL, which is three times the leverage of the S&P 500. Guys, You always want to know how Pelosi does it. It's time for us to have these trades. It's time for us to make the money. That's why I have this show. That's why I will start an inner circle and I will charge 15, 20 grand to join it because I want my people to be informed. I want my people to make money so they don't have to worry about going to work, so they can have a retirement, so they can know what's going on. My father was a blue collar worker. I grew up poor. I didn't have the Jordans growing up. I didn't have the luxury of going out to eat whenever I want. I had to have a special account in cafeteria for school because my parents didn't have money to feed me. They made they made lunches and stuff, but I had to get the free lunch. And it wasn't then until I realized, wait a second, why me? Like, I'm going to change. I'm going to study this crap. I'm not going to be a lawyer or a doctor. I'm going to just study money. I'm going to figure out this Wall Street thing. And so that's why I'm very passionate about it. From a little boy, I wanted to learn the markets. I wanted to help people understand what is going on. I wanted to help people know that their 401k is rigged. I wanted to teach people that there are better ways. And we'll talk about that here shortly. But you got to diversify. Now, let me talk about the downside of diversification. So one of my affiliates, Cortez Wealth Gold, they allowed me to put my name on it. It's really Genesis Gold. But Cortez Wealth Gold, they're going to beat most of the prices out there. They're a Christian-based company here in America. And they're going to give you the best deals on precious metals. So go to Cortez Wealth Gold if you want to buy precious metals. I highly recommend them. Most importantly, you got to diversify. Whether that's fixed income, whether it's the index I'm about to show you, whether you have money in stocks, whether you have money in real estate investment trusts, or precious metals, or crypto, MLPs, options, you got to have money where it makes money on the upswings as well as the downside. And that's what we do here. We want to protect your money at all costs, but we also want to take risk. And if you're not having these conversations with your advisor, give us a call, 813-448-3446, or go to CortezWM.com. Most importantly, I have a book out called America First Retirement Plan. If you book an appointment with us and you ask me, hey, can I have a copy of your book? I will gladly send this out to you. No cost to you. All you got to do is go to CortezWM.com. I only have a few hundred left. So, and we stay busy, y'all. We stay busy. I'll sign it, send it up to you. My only thing is you read it and pass it on to someone else. It talks about the two economies, the liberal economy, the conservative economy, how people want to invest according to their belief system. So, all right, here we go. So this is the S&P 500. This is really what I want to talk about. I mean, how does that make you feel knowing the stock market is about to take off? I mean, it is so obvious. Like, I chuckle because the butt sex flu, election flu, whatever you want to call it, is here. The monkeypox. There's a virus in the UK that is somehow going to come over here. You watch. There's an attack on the president's airplane. We already said that. Let alone they almost killed him by one inch away from being like civil war. Inflation somewhat is cooling down. They're manipulating the numbers. The Fed is going to lower interest rates. Now they're saying they're going to halt it again. Who knows? But they can manipulate it to promote a presidential election. We did that podcast months ago. Here we are. What is the Fed doing? Manipulating the interest rates. Notice the interest rates have gone up a little bit. And then, boom, they'll slam it down probably in September. And if you have the TMF will skyrocket because it is three times the leverage on TLT, which is a 20-year treasury. So it actually be a good time to get into TLT. Let me pull that up real quick. So TLT is a non-leveraged 20-year bond. This is going up, y'all. This is going up. I got traffic lights. I got green clouds here. It already spiked up to 98 and it went back down and now it spiked back up to 97, but the momentum is up. That's TLT if you want the conservative play to buy the 20-year treasuries. If I go back, you'll see how high this sucker went, man. I mean, it is ultra high. Look at this thing. This thing went up to, forgot how high it went. I thought it went higher than that. Yeah, it was all the way up to 200. And so right now it's at 93. So that's the simple way of buying a 20-year bond if you want to buy ETF. TMF is three times the ETF, three times the TLT, basically. And so this is the one I like if you're more of a riskier person. Again, this is only for money that you can afford to lose because it's not guaranteed to go up. Nothing's guaranteed here, guys. But I got a little sell signal here because they lowered interest rates. So the price went down a little bit, but now it's, look at my 2 out of 3 traffic lights. Once this thing turns green, it's, dude, it's so powerful, man. Like, this is going to spike up. You do not buy TMF if you don't think they're going to lower interest rates. You will lose out on this trade. You only buy TMF if you think they're going to lower interest rates. This whole soft landing garbage, that's what all this is about. They want to lower the interest rates. And once this lower interest rates, the bond prices skyrocket. And as I said before, this thing was, this thing was close to 582 was a high. 582, man. It's at 53. So it's a 10 times or 10 times your money, man, if it goes to that previous high. So yeah, there's things that we're watching here, guys. I personally like the call options. Because I really feel this is going to go up a good 20-40%. So huge, huge trade. I mean, it could go up 150-200%, depending on how fast they lower the interest rates. Huge, huge, huge potential, man. Huge potential. I'm excited about it. I'll be talking about it every single podcast. I'll be looking it up on it. But if you are interested in our inner circle, we're going to be talking about trades like this, mainly on the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ. I'm still debating which one. I'm liking the S&P because it's a lot easier to buy. It's highly liquid. And we're going to start an investment club probably in the next 6 to 12 months. It's going to be called the Inner Circle. And basically, I'm going to be giving you the alerts on when to buy and sell the S&P 500. The goal is to make 100 or 300% a year. I will be charging a subscription for it. It's not a free subscription. And if you're interested, I'll be sending videos and emails out on when to buy. I am working on seeing if I can allow texts. I got to check the regulations on Investment Club. But I am going to be in this inner circle. The whole goal is to make at least 100 to 300% a year just trading some riskier assets. And this is not for someone that has a few $100. This is someone that has a good 20, 30 grand to put in the market and that can afford a annual subscription. I want to help as many people as I can, but I have to actually pay for podcasts. I have to pay for all this. So, you know, I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on education and software and scanners. And really, I'm just recouping my money back and sharing the message. So if that's you, then you could email me at info@cortezwm.com. Right now, I'm just gathering a list of interest people. And then I will shoot out an email probably in the next 3 or 4 months when I have everything tested and beta run and legally compliant that we'll be starting an investment club called the Inner Circle. So if that's you, let us know. Also for clients, this is only for people in the inner circle. It can be for clients, but clients have to purchase this additional service. So if you are a client, I can't bring you in the inner circle. It has to be a totally different relationship. You can still be a client and in an investment club though. So if you are a client of mine and you want to join investment club, I will offer a discount obviously, but it is a different arrangement. So I'm really excited about it. Once again, I have to get the attorneys involved to write up the legal logistics of it and the framework around it. But the main thing is to really have those Pelosi type trades working in your favor. So, anyways, I'm excited about that. TMF, we talked about TMF. Let's look at VIXY. So VIXY is a volatility index. And what I want to share real quick with VIXY is that it had a recent spike, and I was talking about it. It's at 14 now, and boom, it went to 22, like literally overnight, spiked back down. It is going to go down because the stock market, when a stock market pumps back up, it's probably going to go back to its low again of 989. If it gets lower than 989, this would be a great trade, man, to buy. And look, I have my green bars here, bro. I got two of three. That means massive, massive amount of money is coming in on the VIXY. So that volatility is coming back. Once you start seeing these high spikes, that is basically saying, hey, the market, the fear and greed is coming back. It's coming back. It's a little test. It wasn't till we didn't get any crazy spikes. Look at all this, man. Like, there was no spikes for the past year. Like, there was no spikes at all. It's just been going down, which means the stock market's been going up. Not really any, like, huge spikes like we saw here. The last spike we got was back in 2022 in May. And even then, you know, so VIXY, as you know, if we look all the way back in the historicals, was over, I think it was over like 1,000. Holy cow. I lied. It was over 8,000, guys. And right now, if you want to make money in a stock market that is collapsing, you have to buy the VIXY. But right now is not the time. I got a blue dye here. I got green traffic lights. It's probably going to go a little lower, and then it's going to spike back up. But now is not right at the right time. This is a very risky trade, guys. I just want to let you know, this is not for someone that has retirement funds and that is trying to do retirement planning with with money that they can't afford to lose. So be very, very cautious here, guys. I can't stress that enough. This isn't for someone that wants to pay their mortgage or something like that. This is stuff that obviously is for someone that can take risk. I like talking about it because information, my goal is to give you the best information I possibly can. So yeah, right now is a low of 14. The high was 1291. Pretty amazing. The recent high, pretty amazing how high this thing can go from $14 to 1200. So just be on the lookout for it. It will literally skyrocket. This is good for like a hedge. If you have stocks, if you have mutual funds and you want to put maybe 2 or 3% in VIXY, when the stock market crashes, this little pot of money could diversify you and actually make money when the market goes down. Pretty amazing. It could be used as a hedge. This will be better than gold. Speaking of gold, let's take a look at gold. You know, it's funny because everybody that sells gold never brings up the charts. They never bring up the charts. And I'm like, why? Why don't you bring up the charts? All right. So internationally speaking, gold is been doing all right. So gold is taking off another time. You know, we call gold as a trade back in February 23, that it would be a good investment. And once again, if you want gold, CortezWealthGold.com. I make a few bucks if you do buy it off Cortez Wealth Gold, but you support our show. More importantly, they're going to give you the best rates that I feel for our preferred clients, for our preferred listeners such as you. Just go to CortezWealthGold.com. There is a number. Just let them know you heard me from Carlos Cortez, Scriptures and Wall Street, and you'll get a preferred rate. And they can buy and sell precious metals, gold, silver, palladium, platinum, and they do very well for our clients in their faith base. And they have public and private. I like the private ones because the government really can't have any any access to it. What I don't recommend is IRAs, gold IRAs, guys, because not only do you have gold, which is manipulated by the same people you're trying to avoid, but you're letting the IRS know where your gold is at. And you don't own your IRA. The government does. Try pulling it out and see what happens. You will be taxed on it. So unless you're a sovereign citizen or you've done like the Freedom Law School and you're not paying taxes, the thing with not paying taxes is you can never finance anything. If you're a younger family and you have to buy cars or homes like me, you have to use mortgages and banks. It's not a good thing to do that. Gold, the reason why I bring up gold is because it is being pumped up right now. It should probably daggone near go to 3,000 here shortly. My charts, my scanners all say it's going up. And if you have money on the side, it'll be a good time to buy it. Also, if you bought gold last year, you're up. You should actually take some money off the table. You should maybe sell a good half or a good third and pocket the money that they charged you in commissions, pocket that, actually get that money back, and then let the rest ride. Now you're playing with house money. If it goes back down, if it crashes or it goes up, you don't lose. But get your principal out that you spent and sell half of it. Get your money, lock in those profits. You can take that money and put it into one of our safe money accounts that did 19% last year. That's up about 5% year to date. That is not tied to the stock market, and that your principal is guaranteed, licensed, and insured. There are plenty of ways to diversify, like that gentleman on Fox News. I did like what he had to say, even though he's speaking on woke and he's a red money advisor. He said you got to diversify between bonds and other fixed assets. He did mention real estate. But what he doesn't know is that there's green money and there's insurance contracts that can guarantee your principal, so you're not subject to the manipulations of gold markets or the stock market. Guys, gold is the stock market. Don't fool yourself. It is traded on the Chicago Board of Exchange. So don't fool yourself. And silver too. It is a commodity. Commodities are traded on Chicago Board of Exchange. And then who owns the Chicago Board of Exchange? You should ask yourself that. So the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick is the NASDAQ. Oh, I'm sorry. The NASDAQ. Look, it's popping up. My traffic lights are turning red. They're turning from red to green. That long term is green. I got a blue cross here. That means it's going to skyrocket again. So the NASDAQ is going to go up. The S&P 500 is going to go up. The New York Stock Exchange is going to go up. And the Russell 2000, dude, like all the markets are bullish right now. It is absolutely insanity that the markets are going back up. Look, this is the Russell 2000. So if you wanted the Russell 2000, if you wanted to make this trade, you know, I like leverage ETFs. It's three times the risk, though. TNA. TNA is trading at 36. I always trade 36. If it gets lower than 20, it's awesome buy. But this is extremely volatile, guys. Extremely volatile. At one point during pre-COVID, this was over $100. It was like 114. Right now, it's trading around 36. But if they skyrocket the NASDAQ for the Kamala Ho presidency or the election, that's what they're going to do, guys. They're going to lower interest rates. I already showed you that. They're going to lower interest rates. They're going to pump up the stock market. They're going to cool down inflation. All the things that Donald Trump has been speaking about, they're going to fix now in the next few months. It's funny how that works, but yet the Fed is not here to control the election. Well, I just wanted to quantify and qualify it for you, man. So, you know, what I want to quantify is that I love my wife. I'm grateful for her. Biblically, she has the right to leave me whenever she wants. She chooses me to stay here. And I love her for that. I absolutely love her for that. And so, because I've been praying for my wife and her walk, I got this book. If you're a man, highly recommend it. It's called Daily Prayers for My Wife. Before I go into my devotion, guys, there's a lot of things I can talk about. And I've been doing this for 4 years now, just podcasting, talking about every single week. I haven't missed a week, man. Like, pat myself on the back. I'm not looking for praise or anything, but I enjoy bringing you content. And I'm grateful for Stu for allowing me to give this platform. I'm grateful that I helped start Stu. I'm grateful that that if it wasn't for my company, he wouldn't even be here. And he always says that, and he's always grateful for that. But I'm really grateful for you guys. I'm really grateful that you guys listen to me every single week. You call and have questions. Many of you are saving your principal. You're making smart decisions. You're leaving your current advisor that you've known for 10, 20 years because they don't think the way you think. And I just want to say thank you because it's you guys that keep me afloat. It's you guys that helped me, give me purpose. And honestly, just like an athlete, if it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't have the fancy stadiums and the fancy backboards to shoot or the fancy ice to glide on. And for me, I wouldn't have the nice things that I have if it wasn't for you guys, purchasing investment and insurance products from Cortez Wealth. So from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you. And this is me giving back to you guys of just delivering content. Because the worst thing I want you to go through is not having financial news, not knowing what's going on with your retirement. I'm not saying I am the best at what I do. I feel like I am, but I'm confident. And I know when there's manipulations. I know when there's stuff like this happening, you need to know about so that you can be informed and you can make the decisions on what's best for you and your family. If you haven't had this conversation with us yet, go to Cortez Wealth. CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, or you can download our free guide at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. It's a free guide. Also, if you book an appointment with us, I will be sure. You have to ask me though, because I only have a limited copy. If you want a book, let us know. You got to have an appointment with us. Let us speak life into your portfolio. Let's make a transformation for you. Anyways, that's my spiel on my company, which I self promote. I don't like sponsors. I don't like I don't like companies that try to pay me money to promote their product because I'm self-sponsored. I don't need anyone's money. I make my own money through my trades and through my practice. I run a for-profit business here. And I don't want to adulterate or bastardize the message on this podcast. So that's my commitment to you guys is to always tell the truth, whether it goes against what we believe in, where it's hard, whether it's pro-left or pro-right, I promise to deliver to the truth, and my integrity can never be for sale. So what I wanted to, and I haven't read this yet, so I'm doing my devotion straight up live with you guys. For it was you who created her inward parts. You knit her together in her mother's womb. I praise you because she has been remarkably and wonderfully made. Your works are wondrous, and I know this very well. Oftentimes people have a difficult time truly grasping and embracing the way God made them as incredible and wonderful. I'm talking about women, your wife. Unkind words we heard of growing up, demeaning messages in society, subliminal attacks on outward appearance are also difficult to overcome. Comparison destroys our opinions of ourselves, but God wants us to see ourselves in a positive, loving way. He does. He does not want us to pull ourselves up with pride, but to see ourselves in a way that allows us to thrive, grow, and use our gifts and talents for growing his kingdom. And so my prayer is that, Lord, oh, I love my wife. She is a beautiful being created by your holy hand. As your word says, she's remarkably, wondrously made. It is my sincere prayer that she knows this for herself. I want so much for her to feel valued as an incredible person in the way that you made her. Please open up her eyes, help her embrace her unique, extraordinary qualities as to know without a doubt that she is special, not only to you, but also to me. Help me inspire her to truly take in truths for herself and rest in our love. There is no one like her, and I'm grateful to be her husband. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Beautiful words, guys. Anyways, ask Christ in your heart. He is the reason why we do all this. Make sure your name is written in the book of life. All right, guys, it is my prayer that you go released and you are covered and that you enjoy your weekend. Give us a call if you want us to help on the financial planning side. We got you, baby. We got you. Do not be victim of what is about to happen. You only live once and you only retire once and you can't make mistakes. God bless you. I'm here to help. Call us 813-448-3446. Hope you like my truck, man. I just got it back. I'm like a little kid in a candy store. Later, y'all.